honor of all the pass interference, great pass interference calls by the NFL officials this past weekend, little whistle action.
Yeah, that's a good rule, too, isn't it? They can now go to replay.
I can't wait till they start reviewing holding calls. That's what I'm really hoping for. That would be fantastic, holding reviews, because you do. You know that there's holding on every play.
Pretty much.
The Bob Quiz for those Medina tickets coming up. So listen to everything today, Wednesday, September 18th, 261 days in, 104 remaining. You know, as soon as we get under 100 left, it just breezes on by.
Yeah.
It's the downhill slide. This date, 1793. Now, you know that George Washington was a Mason. I don't know what level Mason he was, but he was handy with the trowel. And, you know, he got his tender over there and whipped up some mud and laid the foundation for the U.S. Capitol.
Huh?
1793. Did you know that's what they call cement in the biz? They call it mud.
Mud.
Yeah. Whip up some mud.
Sure.
That was 1793. 1895. You have a supplication this morning, Neil? How's your supplication?
It's a sore. Thank you, though, for asking.
Daniel David Palmer gave the first ever chiropractic adjustment on this date. I don't know how they mark this, how we know this, but I guess that would make him the first ever chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
This date, 1895, it doesn't say where. I didn't delve any deeper into it because I didn't know if it warranted that.
Some muffled screaming was involved.
So that was 1895. 1946, this is the day that a company known as Mound Metalcraft was founded in Mound, Minnesota.
Huh.
Near Lake Minnetonka.
Sure.
This company would later change its name to Tonka Toys.
Nice.
And they were metal craft, so they worked with metal. The Tonka Toys, the trucks and things, they have more plastic in them now than they did when we were kids.
Yeah, they were metal.
Yeah.
And they were fun. Everybody had Tonka trucks.
Plastic is cheaper. Remember that old trunk? The yellow dump truck is the famous one.
Yes.
And the commercial where the elephant would step on it, or they used it as a fourth tire for like a Volkswagen Beetle, where they put the actual truck in there instead of a tire, and they used it. That's how tough those were.
Yeah, I loved it.
You bet. That was 1946. And 47, something called the National Security Act went into effect. So one thing became evident during World War II. We needed the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force to kind of work together.
Yes.
We needed to bring them together kind of under one umbrella, if you will, have them talking to each other. So that's what happened. Harry Truman signed in the National Security Act. It went into effect on this date. The other thing that this Security Act created, it created the CIA.
Oh.
So the Central Intelligence Agency was born this date in 47. Also born on this date in 64, the Adamses.
4 minutes after three and they're not here yet. Are they going to keep them there for night school?
Mez, a watched cauldron never bubbles.
That, my friends, is the opening scene ever. Nothing
really?
But authentic audio on the Bob Almanac, the Adams Family.
With Morticia and
Gomez.
Gomez, yes.
Yeah. 1964, Adams Family. And, of course, the big question is, the big question isn't Corn Dog or Prono Pop. The big question is Adams Family or Munsters. And I'll have to say, I like them both equally.
I was slightly more Adams Family.
And Push came to shove, I'd have to say Munsters, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way it is. 1964 and 78 in the news.
The Jimi Hendrix experience.
Actually, 1970. I'm going to stop that because that was just way off. 1970 this date.
The Jimi Hendrix experience is over. The acid rock musician died today in a London hospital, apparently from an overdose of drugs. During his short career, Hendrix flailed his electric guitar into some of the most unusual sounds of an unusual music.
And it sounds like Frank Reynolds couldn't be any happier.
Right.
Doesn't it?
He didn't sound like he was all broke up.
He was not. Obviously not a Hendrix fan.
No.
Frank Reynolds on ABC News announcing this date, 1970, that Jimi Hendrix died in London, overdosing on sleeping pills. Again, it was that tough age of 27. We had so many great artists die at 27.
Yeah,
Joplin,
and
Morrison,
27
Hendrix.
And 33 were this
so that was 1970 and 75. Some more news for you.
Patty Hearst has been taken into custody. The FBI says Patty Hearst was picked up today in San Francisco. The Hearst newspaper heiress has been missing for 19 months. First, she was kidnapped. Then she announced that she had joined ranks with her kidnappers, members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. She called herself Tanya. She was later indicted in connection with a San Francisco bank holdup.
How weird. It was just so weird.
It was very bizarre.
It was just really weird, and I love John Chancellor.
Yes.
He's not judgy.
No.
In his delivery of the news.
He was one of the best.
Good job, John Chancellor. Patty Hearst, this date, was arrested and captured. 1975, same date. The killer, Harm Killebrew, hit his 573rd and final home run of his career. It was so strange to see him in a Kansas City Royals uniform that
didn't
last
like
year.
I didn't like it.
But Calvin didn't want to pay him.
Nope.
He didn't want to pay two designated hitters because basically he had Tony Oliva as a DH. And then at that point in time, Harmon had been basically relegated to being a designated hitter. But he hit it off of Eddie Bain, who was, of course, going to be the savior for the Twins pitching staff. Never happened.
Didn't work.
He wasn't even as good as Jeff Zahn.
Not really, no.
So that was this date, 1975. Earlier that year, they had, and he was again with Kansas City. They retired as number three. First ever Twins number to be retired. That was this date, 1975. 1983, this was happening on MTV.
We're honored and we're really glad to have this exclusive. For all of you guys, actually, this question, it would be interesting to get your response because I'm sure everyone in America wants to know, and especially anybody who's been a KISS fan, and there are many of those over all these years. Very first time out, how does it feel now without makeup, appearing for the very first time?
It feels good. It feels, we've always been close to our fans. In fact, in a lot of the shows, we'd walk out into the crowd to sort of get a feel of what everybody was feeling like.
And I think my response was, put it back on, God's sakes. But there's Gene Simmons. So that's kind of interesting. So they used to do their shows with makeup on the stage, and they'd take their makeup out or off, and then they'd go out in the crowd and just kind of mingle and see what's going on.
Yeah. And who would know? Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't have.
In 85.
We're going to start our own top 10 list, and tonight, I think we got a pretty good one. Tonight will be late night's top 10 words that almost rhyme with peas. Okay. Number 10, we have heats. Number 9 is rice.
And true.
Number 8 is moss.
David Letterman fashion.
Number 7, we have ties.
Almost rhyming with peas. His first ever top 10. And it became quite the tradition.
Did it ever.
And he carried it right to the very end.
Yeah.
That was in 85. 1998, the streets of Hollywood.
This is very, very special. I have dreamed of this day, and now it is the reality, and there it is right there. I've been walking up and down here ever since I first came to Los Angeles back in the early 80s. And you know what? I wouldn't have been out here early to sign autographs if each and every one of y'all hadn't been here. So thank you very much
always
for being
thanking
here on such
her
a special
fans.
Occasion.
What a nice person she is. It's Reba McEntire getting her a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Very nice.
Very deserved. You know, she's a performer, but she's had sitcoms and has had a lot of success on TV as well.
Yeah, TVs, movies. Singer, she does it all.
2 years ago,
the biggest toy store chain in the world.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Now facing a very grown-up problem, filing for bankruptcy and $5 billion in long-term debt.
Ouch! Hey. Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy, and they eventually closed the stores.
Should have sold more Tonka trucks.
That's all. They needed more shelf space for Tonka trucks.
Yeah.
2017, that was 2 years ago. It's birthday time. Now and again, quiz coming up.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart and knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. It was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kissed
the other Jimmy Rogers. This is Jimmy Rogers, not to be confused with the Mississippi Brakeman or the Mississippi Blue Yodeler.
Is this without a D? Is it just Rogers?
This is Jimmy C. Rogers, or is it F? The other one of them's C, one of them's F. You can, why don't you fact check that? One is Jimmy C. Rogers, the other is Jimmy F. Rogers.
So they both
remember.
Spell them R-O-D-G-E-R?
Yes, okay. And they both are Jimmy with an I-E at the end, which I considered early in my career in kindergarten, and a kindergarten teacher put the kibosh on it. No, you're James.
Oh.
It was quite a battle. So 86 today for that Jimmy Rogers. What time is it?
TV theme time, Jim.
What time is it? It's TV theme time. This is a good one.
no price on your head.
You know, he should have sang the Facts of Life theme, too. How did they miss that chance right. to have Sammy Davis Jr.? You take the good, you take the bad. Could you just imagine him doing that? So Beretta, he and his bird, and the bird is long dead, but Robert Blake is 86. This is one of the better. This is top five, I think. Of course, he was acquitted, found not guilty of murder and the death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Sure.
That was, and he was a little rascal there for many years.
Yes.
One of their lead guys there for a few years towards the end. Robert Blake, 86. Scotty Bowman, 9 Stanley Cups. Not a bad coaching career for Scotty.
Pretty good.
He is 86. Fred Willard.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Ron, I would be surprised if the affiliates were concerned about the lack of an old, old wooden ship, but nice try.
Fred Willard is funny. He's 80 with a little cameo there from Ron Burgundy. He's great in American Wedding. Best in Show, he is classic. And there he is from Anchorman.
Too
he
good.
Is 80.
Venus, if you will, please send a little girl for me to thrill.
He can sing.
A girl who wants my kisses.
One of those teen idols from the 50s and 60s.
Love it.
Many appeared in Greece. Beauty School Dropout.
Venus,
and those Beach Party movies with, what's her name, Annette Funicello?
Yeah.
And take the brightest stars up.
Beach Blanket Bingo. Sounds like fun. I've never played Beach Blanket Bingo. I'm assuming it's kind of like Twister.
It is. It's similar.
So Frankie Avalon, 79. Debbie Fields, founder. Has she sued Sweet Martha's yet?
I think it's in litigation.
It's ongoing. Yeah. It's ongoing litigation.
Right.
A lot of red tape. Debbie Fields, Mrs. Fields, cookies.
How old is she now?
She's 63.
Okay.
Ryan Sandberg, great second baseman.
One of the better.
For the Chicago Cubs.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is 60 today. One of the members of New Edition, and then later on, Belle Biv DeVoe. I was more of a Belle and a Biv guy. DeVoe, I never really got, but
yeah.
So Ricky Bell, New Edition, Belle Biv DeVoe, 52. She's married to Will Smith.
I just had to come over here and introduce myself because I followed your work for many years, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm fatter. Flattered that you...
I know she's done a lot of other things, but I just love that scene from Nutty Professor.
Right.
That's Jada Pinkett Smith, 48. Lance Armstrong is what?
Cheater.
Lance Armstrong is 48 today, as well as being a cheater. Our rapper of the day, Exhibit with an X, 45.
Sure.
And Jason Sudeikis, funny guy, SNL alum.
Yes.
What's up, dog?
Not much, dog.
What's up with you?
I'm here to pick up Casey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm awake and I speak English, so yeah, I do know what you're saying. What's your name, man?
Sky P, you know what I'm saying?
Again, I do know what you're saying, but I appreciate you continuing to check in with me on that.
We're the Millers is a good movie.
It is
a little,
good.
Little crude.
Yes,
but
it is.
It's a funny movie. Jason Sudeikis, happy birthday today. Also, Horrible Bosses.
Yes.
Good.
Very good in that.
44 today for him.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. He gave us the first true dictionary of the English language, and this changed since he did it. Samuel Johnson, the guy's name, 1709. The great Greta Garbo, a fine early actress, 1905. He was Jack Benny's sidekick for many, many years. Eddie Rochester Anderson was born on this day, 1905. She was a voice talent, did voices for many different cartoon characters. Her name, June Foray.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat.
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
That brings back memories.
Yeah, it does. She was Rocky, J. Rocky Squirrel, Rocket J. Rocky Squirrel. She was also Natasha. And Broomhilda.
I love Broomhilda.
Yes, for very, very talented lady. June Foray, 1917.
Didn't you once try to date Broomhilda?
Yes, she was out of my league. Emmy Award-winning actor Jack Warden.
Hello?
Harrison, I need your help.
Dad, you keep forgetting. I'm a lawyer.
You're the detective.
Oh, come on, son.
All I need is a ride. What could possibly happen?
TV theme time, Crazy Like a Fox.
Jack Warden was in lots of different movies, a great character actor, All the President's Men, From Here to Eternity, Heaven Can Wait, Shampoo, Jack Warden, 1920. What about D.D. Ramone, member of the Ramones, 1951, and James Gandolfini?
Let me tell you something. Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? That was an American.
Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Yeah.
Super duper.
He was Emmy Award-winning actor James Gandolfini. We lost him too young. Of course, he really came to be known in The Sopranos, but did other things.
Mm-hmm.
He was born on this day, 1961. They're gone, but not forgotten.
What are we giving away here? It's quiz time.
September 27th, 1 week from this Friday, out at the Medina Entertainment Center. Trailer Trash, great country rock band with Janie Miller, does a Patsy Cline tribute. It is a dance party. If you want a country dance, line dance, couples dance, they're going to open up the dance floor and play dance music all night.
All right. You know, Mrs. Fields, 63 today. Who did we say that we asked? There is no real litigation, but I asked whether there was litigation against somebody. Who was that person that Mrs. Fields could potentially take legal action against?
Right.
Who was that? Who is it?
And if you know,
call right now. What's the number?
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. We might even take a couple winners. So if you want to go to that dance party,
look out.
Give us a call.
Neil has multiple tickets. When Neil has multiple tickets, he throws them around like they're air.
Yeah.
So, 763-450-0100. Don't forget, come and have lunch with the movers and shakers of the city of Richfield and surrounding locations today at the Legion in Richfield from noon until 1. It's the live all-request lunch. Would you like to kick off your no-repeat workday, Neil, with this Bob-a-thon, Tracy Lawrence, If the World Had a Front Porch, Tim McGraw, Real Good Man, or Redneck Girl, the Bellamy's?
Let's go Tracy Lawrence here this morning.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud, KBGY.